Welcome to a special edition of Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack. Today, Andrew and Jamie continue their interview with Robert and Elizabeth Murin about their spectacular musical production, The Heart of Christmas. And now, here's Andrew.
We've been discussing this Heart of Christmas musical that we put on every year. And let me just say before we get back into that, that when you say musical, theatrical production, most people see that as entertainment. But this isn't entertainment. Although it is entertaining, it is ministry. You are as passionate about communicating the Word of God through these musicals as I am through my teaching and stuff. And it's just a different form of doing it. And I remember the program that you put out the very first time we did God With Us. One of the lines you had in there introducing it was, sometimes words aren't enough. And I thought that was just powerful because, you know, speaking the truth in words is what I do and it impacts people. Words are powerful, but man, to wrap words with music and all of these visuals that touch me, it's just another level.
And, you know, there are people that are not ready yet to listen to you or they think they are not interested in it. And you know, I want to fool people into heaven. Really, that's what I want to do. And you know, if we really believe that the Word of God is powerful and that it will never come empty back, we need to expose them to the Word of God. And you know, I've told this story before, but I met this woman walking past and the Lord told me, give her a hug. I went, I gave her a hug. I didn't know her. She didn't know me. She was stiff in my arms. But the Holy Spirit told me that her daughter died 3 weeks ago, and I was sitting there, and I was so brokenhearted for her, and I didn't know what to say. And then the Holy Spirit told me the mama wanted to come to the deathbed. She didn't reach the deathbed. So I asked this woman, you know, did your daughter die 3 weeks ago? And she started crying, and then I said, and you didn't reach the deathbed, did you? And she was so broken, and she looked at me like, who are you? How do you know? And then I told her, God showed me. And as I was speaking to her, I saw her and her her daughter sitting in a coffee shop talking. And I asked her, did you speak to your daughter in a coffee shop this Christmas? And that was so, you know, weird of me to say. But then she looked at me and said, you know what? This Christmas, I had a coffee with my daughter. He's the only one she ever allowed me to speak of God. She didn't accept. She didn't want anything to do with Jesus, but she listened to me. And then I felt the Holy Spirit say, tell her that even if she didn't reach the deathbed, I was there. And I reminded the daughter before she went of every word Mama had said. And for me, that woman was laying on my arms crying because she couldn't eat or sleep because she was desperate, not knowing if her daughter was with God. But this was God telling me she's okay because the mother gave her enough words that the Holy Spirit could use, and that became the landing place for the Holy Spirit. And that's what I want to do. I want to make songs that will stick in the minds of people. You know, so many people write and tell us that, you know, I can't stop hearing, I found my King when all my hope was gone. And if we can give people an image, a song, a story that the Holy Spirit can use, and that's what Ruth, Jamie plays Ruth, is doing to his family through this book and through the story and the Word of God. And you know, you have to show the part where she reads the end of the story, you know.
3 days after the death of Yeshua, as the four men were ready to return home to Persia, news came to them about Yeshua. One of the women they had met the day Yeshua died came to them and told them that his tomb was empty. And just as the prophecies had foretold, he had risen from the dead. Zargon finally understood who Jesus really was and what his life and death meant for him and for all mankind. The journey back to Persia was filled with laughter, joy, and memories. Finally, after 34 years, Zargon returned home. He had no presents to give his wife and family, but what he had to give was the most valuable possession any man could ever have, the heart of Christmas. The story of how God the Almighty, the creator of all things, left heaven to be born on earth as a little baby. He became a man with the sole purpose of opening the door to the kingdom of heaven. Dying on a cross, he took upon himself the judgment for the sin of the whole world and gave us all the greatest gift, to be called children of God. That story gets me every time.
Jamie has the whole crowd crying, even the actors.
Including myself.
Even in rehearsals, yes. Everybody breaks down crying. I mean, it is powerful.
Because you're able to give them the essence of the gospel mm-hmm. in a simple way. Mm-hmm. And people have been watching beautiful music and songs, and the walls are coming down because they mm-hmm. are not afraid that you're going to try to. They're just enjoying it. They open their hearts and bang, there we go, and fool them into heaven.
And one so of the this, best, okay. if I could say
yes,
this.
Yes,
one of the best, one of the actresses that came, she tried it for years to get her father to go on the internet and listen to you, and he just wouldn't. So she bought him tickets and brought him to Heart of Christmas, and then they talked, but she hadn't really, you know, connected really. And then she asked if he wanted to come to God With Us, which we perform at Easter. He said, oh, I already have my tickets. And he said he had been listening, Andrew, ever since he watched Heart of Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can get people to come
yes.
to the performances
yes.
that won't listen to the word
yeah.
any other way. But like you said, it softens their heart. And again, with Heart of Christmas, we see the same thing of people born again and healed during the performances.
Yeah. Yes. Amen. That's right. You know, the reason I'm spending my television time doing this is because I'm passionate about trying to get the Word of God to people, and that's what I do. Is our program, within 30 seconds, I'm teaching the Word, and it goes right up to the end. And that's what my whole ministry is about. This isn't anything different. It's just a different form
yes.
of doing it. And the reason we're pushing this book and the DVD is because it is, just as Jamie and Elizabeth are presenting, it's a way of getting the Word of God to a person in a way that maybe they've dropped their defenses and don't even realize they're being preached at
yeah.
and stuff. And it's just awesome.
You know, the Bible is a love story. God created a story to tell us how much He loves us, and He gave, and that's what He did, and that's what Christmas is all about. And what I love about Heart of Christmas is exactly that you have Ruth, a modern grandmother that is desperate to find a way to give her grandchildren and children the Word of God in a way that will come in. And I think that it's very reflective of why we do what we do. Man, I am really not interested in, I am not an artsy person, you know? I am not interested in the arts or in cultural things. I am totally, utterly desperate and committed to give people the Word of God, because I believe that the Word of God is what we need. And, you know, we're living in this earth for this short, and the rest of eternity is where it really mm-hmm. will happen. So we have this short time to get as many people as possible, including our children and our grandchildren, to heaven. And what will make that happen is the Word of God. And that's why we do this. That's why we make stories, we make songs, we write books, because we want to give you a tool that you can use. Many times they may not want to go to church, or they may not want to read the Bible, but in these stories they will see things that will capture their attention. And I think that's one of the things God spoke to me. And so Ruth is telling the story of the fourth wise man, but within his story are the deepest revelations of the Word of God. But you know, it's not straightforward, I'm reading the Bible to you. Everything for me is about the heart. And of course, the heart is not enough, you know, but if you have the right heart, and if you have the, if you work and use what you have, man, it's limitless. And what happens with these kids is here in the Bible school, these kids, like Jamie, it's when people give their hearts, they touch hearts, you know, and that's what happens.
And Elizabeth, the people have heard me talk about that I had this experience with the Lord on March the 23rd, 1968. And for 4.5 months, I was just overwhelmed with the love of God. I was consumed with it. I couldn't hardly function. And I remember talking to you one time, and you said you had an experience like that, but it lasted for two years.
Yes.
You are one of the few people I've ever met, but it comes out in all of the songs that you write and everything that you do. It's just tremendous.
He was my all. I used to cry so many times, don't let me get married, because if not, you and I will not have the relationship we have. And one day after me whining, he said, it's true. If you get married, you will have someone that will take care of you, because he was my world. He was the one I spoke with all the time. I went around like this, you know, because I was holding his hand, and the relationship we had was incredible. And yes, you know, but he said, but I do want you to get married. And it's good, because I wanted kids. So that's
you need to be married if you want kids.
I discovered that after a while.
And you loved Robert.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I understand what you're talking about. You love the Lord, and he's so real to you. It's like, it's hard to share him.
Yeah. But then learning to hear his voice in everything, because it's not about creating stuff because you want people to applaud, you know, is about creating things that have eternal value, that will change the life
change
of people.
Lives.
And that we may not limit him, you know, but what we think are our talents or possibilities or money, men. We have done things in our life that were totally impossible in every area, because I am not going to look at the reality, but I know who he is, and I'll go for that. But always, what is the reason why you do what you do? I think that's the question.
Mm-hmm.
For many years, we've been creating songs, like hundreds, you know, stories, and we had CDs, and we've done things here and there, but then suddenly now we didn't see, you know, to work in Holy Land or take over the creative director.
The Holy Land Experience, where the true heroes live.
But then suddenly, we don't only have a theater, we have a full park with, you know, with actors and light and sound, and they are the best. And just to see how everything we've been working for and doing without seeing why, now suddenly it has a home, that's amazing.
You couldn't have planned this.
No.
You
or
couldn't
asked for it, mm-mm. or applied.
You wouldn't have probably even dreamed.
No.
How many acres is this theme park, do you know?
I don't know the size of it, but it's pretty big.
How many people can be in there at one time?
In the park,
there can
I think
be,
it's like 3,000-4,000 people.
Some days of the year, they have like an open free day. And normally they've had 2 to 3, but this year I think they had 4,000 people in one day.
And can I just tell you quickly, it's super funny, because when I was a little girl, I had these talks with God. And in one of my, I had a dream from him, and I knew it was from him, and it was a round house, you know? And it was very specific, and for many, many, many months, I would draw the same big round house. And I knew that it had to do with my destiny. That big round house. And, you know, and for many years we've been making the story of Peter with the persecuted Christians. And it's amazing, because when I came there and I saw the theater is a round, big round theater that is kind of a Colosseum. It looks like a Roman Colosseum. So this is amazing. Wow.
Did you know that Peter's house in, where was it that Jesus was
Capernaum.
In?
Capernaum.
Yeah, it's a round house.
Yes,
have
yes.
Have you been there and
yes,
seen that? They
yes.
were missionaries in Israel, so I'm sure
yes,
you've seen
10
that.
Yes, 10 years.
Yeah. But it's just awesome what God is doing. We are so thankful to have them with us and have God just put these ministries together. And you guys could be going anywhere. Broadway has wanted you. You've got opportunities in Hollywood. You've even had some people say, what are you doing in Woodland
oh, yes.
Park, Colorado?
Oh, yes. This is home, and I really believe that there is a connection between, you know, our ministry and your ministry, and I feel home here, and I love you guys so much. I just feel family. So I know that we are meant to be here, and I believe that Bible school, you know, is to conquer the seven mountains, and we really want to be part of that, and we can't do what we are doing alone. I'm trying. But I really need more people. And mm-hmm. you know, a place like Caris, what you're doing, people with the right heart and the right revelation, man.
But you brought some of the performers from the Holy Land experience here.
Yes.
And even though they are professionals, and I mean their voices and acting talents are amazing, they were amazed at
yes.
our students.
Oh,
the
yes.
students mm-hmm. had a passion maybe.
Yes.
I don't know, an anointing or
yes.
a love in their heart yeah. that maybe some of the professionals didn't even have. So I want to just make a shameless plug for Caris Bible College and our Creative Arts Department. You and Robert are over this. And so if you've seen these selections from the DVD this week, if you love the music, if you love the heart, we are looking for people that have a desire to get into this kind of creative mm-hmm. arts. You know, for so long, we felt like that if you are going to be in full-time ministry, you got to be behind a pulpit and either preaching or teaching. But man, we just need to invade all of these areas. And entertainment has a huge impact on our society today. And not only this society, but you know, as I travel all over the world, America has made an impact on all of the world. And primarily it's through movies and mm-hmm. through things like this is how that is assimilated. So anyway, we are looking for people. If you have a desire to get into this, I think that Robert and Elizabeth are two of the greatest people to not only train you in the technical things, but to give you this heart to where it's not entertainment, it's ministry. And just tell a little bit, what is creative arts? What do you do during this is a third year program in our Caris Bible College. You have to go through the first 2 years because we don't want to create the technical skills and give this to people that don't have the right heart. So we want you to get the right heart, to get your doctrine straight and to have a great relationship with the Lord. And then what is it that you do in third year? What's creative arts about?
It's giving people a basis, you know, in the various disciplines or areas that has to do with their voices, their acting, how to think a story, how to develop and write a meaningful and exciting story that you can translate from page to stage. And to train people in how to bring, let's say, a story from a page and put all the living pieces and moving parts together with people, costumes, light sets, and then perform a visual storytelling. That's one of the things. Adam Stone is a brilliant actor mm-hmm. and he loves to teach. And he's really drawing this out of people. Because in the creative arts, it's people that you say, they've gone 2 years in Bible college and now they're coming into this third year. And I think what we want to see is more they coming out of the third year now being creative arts ministers. That they come out and they have tools and equipment, in a sense, plays, big and small, that they can run with and come out of here and go around the world and use these resources to branch out. Because I think one of the strong things we see about musical performances, it's a great thing that you have to give to an audience. But what happens behind the stage and with the actors and the people, that's really phenomenal. So we've seen that in churches and other places. It brings people together. It wipes out generational divides.
Well, I can say that our students who have performed in your mm-hmm. musicals, it's one of the highlights of their mm-hmm. lives. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it changes them.
Yeah. Yeah.
They actually get changed. It is not just a show that they're putting on. They experience this. But you know, as a person who's not creative and I don't write songs and I don't do these things, I would think that it just comes like a bolt of lightning or somehow or another. You get inspired and it works. But I remember you telling a story about the Psalms 91 that you wrote for the God with us. And you just said, we need some music to go with. I think I got the right
one. It's 53. Isaiah 53.
Well, I was mm-hmm. thinking of the one where you were in...
in the prison.
Oh, yeah.
And you said, we need a song for this.
Yes.
And Robert says, well, here's the key. And just
yes.
boom, in 10 minutes,
yes.
you wrote one of the most beautiful mm-hmm. songs I've ever heard. So there... it's not only inspiration. There are things you can teach people about how to do stuff like that.
Yeah, of course. And at the end of the day, I just believe that if you want to create music, I'm sure God has given you talents, you know, and then if you have the talents that God has given you, they may be very small, but you can let them grow. And for me, in every area, the key is a relationship with the Holy Spirit, where He is more than just your companion or your teacher, where he becomes your partner in life. You know, I have seen this in my whole life. He has taught me everything I know. And he has pulled me and pushed me. And I believe that that's what everything was done. That's why Jesus came to be born, you know, yes, to die for our sins, and yes, to resurrect, you know, and but also so that we will reach the Pentecost. The whole idea was, I want to live inside of them, and I want to be part of their life. And for me, learning to wake up every morning, Holy Spirit, here we go, and have a relationship where there is talk, laughter, and cry, and you can involve him in everything you do. You can learn to hear his voice. He will guide you and lead you. He will be your agent, your producer, your bankman, everything. Once he told me, your expectation to me is the room you give me in your life. Your expectation to me today is all the room I have in your life. And you know, we limit him by no expecting. We limit him mm-hmm. by putting him only as this spiritual being that we will meet in worship, you know, or that we will pray to when we have it. But he wants to be part of our life. He wants to develop us soul, spirit, body. And I just think that we will cry in heaven when we realize that we already had everything Absolutely. With him.
You know, I remember when I was just getting to know y'all, and I asked you if we could use your musical first, and I wasn't sure how you'd feel, but you said, sure. So then I said, would you come over and do it? And you said, sure. And then after you performed it, I remember Jamie and I took you and Robert out to eat, and I hated to see you go, and I said, could you possibly think about bringing this to the school? And the thing that I think really appealed to you about that was the fact that you have this passion, but you want to see this instilled in other people.
Yes.
We need other people doing yes. what you're doing. And you saw Charis Bible College as a way to start discipling other people and raising up others.
Yeah.
And so this is what I'm wanting to communicate here at the end of these programs, is that we are looking for men and women who have a desire to glorify God, but you may not be called to do what I'm doing. You may not be called to pastor a church or stand behind a pulpit, but you have this passion, and you also have the ability to sing, or, you know, all of these other creative mm-hmm. things, dance, act, all of these things. We are looking for people like that, and we would love to have you come and be a part
and
of
you
this
know,
creative arts.
They can get involved not only in the third year, you know, it's a mm-hmm. 3 year, it's, mm-hmm. it's a big commitment, you know, but I think it's the best thing anyone could do, you know. And from the first year, they can be wow. part of, and we have a lot of things going on, you know, we have
yeah,
Harder
like
Christmas.
The people that are in business school, you can't even enter into business school until you finish the first
right.
two. The same thing with ministry, et cetera. But the creative arts,
mm-hmm. yes.
you use them the very first
oh, yes.
year, and they're being trained, even
yes.
though they may not be in that third year track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is mm-hmm. a very good point.
Yes.
So we are ready for you right now.
Yeah.
You know, if you are interested, I encourage you to check it out and to come and be a part. And, you know, I know this is very short notice, but we have an entry point into our school at the end of November. And so it'd be possible that, you know, if you were ready right now, you could enroll and get started and make up the first year curriculum during the summer. And then in the second year, you'd enter in with your class. But whether you come to CBC or not, I just want to once again mention that this book, The Servant King, is what this whole musical is based around. And we are looking for this not only to be a blessing to you, but this could be a way of starting a brand new tradition
yes.
in your family and helping bringing the true heart of Christmas back to your celebrations. And then we got this DVD, 2 hours, I think
yes.
you said. And it is just first class. So one of the things you need to do is you need to look through this book and find where they photoshopped me into here. I think there's, what, two or three different
yes.
times
yes.
where I'm in somebody else's body. But anyway, it would be a good treasure hunt. We encourage you to listen to this and listen to our announcer as he gives you all of the information. And if at all possible, please join us on December the 7th through the 9th at our facilities here in Woodland Park, Colorado. We're going to have 4 performances. You can get the DVD, you can get the book, And if God is speaking to your heart about being a part of our creative arts department, I tell you, Robert and Elizabeth and Adam Stone are, I believe, the best in the world, the best that I know of. And I can guarantee you this would be a place for you to come and hone the skills that God has given you so that you can make an impact. So pray about it, and if God speaks to you, join us. God bless you.
In every society, there are seven areas of influence, or mountains, in which Christians are called to lead. And God is summoning His children to disciple nations and shift the spiritual atmosphere by taking our mountains. Charis Third Year will equip you to influence and lead in business, creative arts, media, ministry, missions, practical government, worship, and in leadership.
Charis Third Year is equipping an army to go into the seven mountains of influence in every society. In our third year School of Creative Arts, you will develop the skills to succeed in the entertainment industry and the character to keep you there. Receive practical training in acting on film and stage, dancing, singing, comedy, and more. Students will have many performance opportunities.
Everybody has a story. Everybody has something inside of them that is just so powerful, and that's going to be just as powerful to somebody else. And this is the school that's going to bring it out.
Ignite your vision and take your mountain. For more information on our third year School of Creative Arts, go to charisbiblecollege.org/third year.
Sometimes a gift.
Once upon a time, many years ago, in the ancient land of Persia,
can change your life forever. Forever.
Today, Andrew's offering you the Heart of Christmas DVD for a gift of $25 or more. Also available is the Servant King book, which includes four audio discs that contain the audiobook and songs from the production. This book is available for a gift of $49 or more. Celebrate the Heart of Christmas from generation to generation.
Generation to generation, one family searching for the heart of Christmas.
You can get both the Heart of Christmas DVD and the Servant King book when you order the Heart of Christmas package. Get this package today for just $59. Go to our website, awmi.net, or call our helpline Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111.